Part of the problem is that there is a backup in discharging patients. Doctors don't want to send people who are still recovering to homes with no electricity. And because space is so limited inside, ambulances have been waiting hours to drop off new patients. The lieutenant governor said that even a police officer who had been shot had difficulty getting a room. To ease the bottleneck, officials have deployed additional ambulances and have set up 250 beds inside a Houston arena. Energy provider CenterPoint is aiming to restore power to another 750,000 customers by Sunday night, which would still leave hundreds of thousands in the dark. Tony Waterman, Texas.